suggested that we meet under a disused jetty by the river.
Disused yeti?
Hi, welcome to a disused yeti. I'm Risa Romano.
That's Warren.
No, you're supposed to go.
Oh, my name's Ken. I'm always last.
His name is Ken Zider, though. I'm going to put this in every time.
It's my dream that one day we will make it.
And I'm Warren.
I didn't know it meant so much to you. When you do it again, I'll do it right.
So should we do it again?
Sure.
All right. One, two, three, go.
Hi, welcome to a disused yeti. I'm Risa Romano.
I'm Ken. You're not getting the last name.
Cider. It's Ken Cider.
And that's
I expected a witty thing.
It's a little bizarre, but I feel like a lot of the
bizarre
stuff from that time kind of all sort of was in that vein.
Well, bizarre was kind of Seven's thing, too.
Yeah.
I like Seven.
I know. I like Seven too. I just had a really hard time figuring out like an episode. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a coworker that cosplays at Seven. As Seven.
Yeah, I know someone.
Really?
Yeah. Seven.
He does Seven, and he always has someone do Ace with him.
Oh, that's cool.
He made the jacket. He's like has plans. Like he has plans for all the pins and buttons and whatever, and where exactly they go.
That's cool.
And he's like constantly like, oh, here's a better version of this pin that he's always trying to find.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, and he keeps the umbrella at work, so it's always like right next to my desk.
Plus, I really hated Ace.
I loved Ace.
No. I hate the idea of Ace. She was really cute, and I get the sort of idea that she was actually good at what she was supposed to be doing, acting. I hated the concept of Ace. The whole idea of instead of saying yay or cool or awesome, she said, Ace! Oh,
because of that one
thing. It was the 80s!
That's so
bad. It was the 80s. You go to hell and you die.
Yeah, she loves things.
She loves
she's
your bag.
Trying to climb into my purse.
Like, you bring her a different bag every week, it seems, and every time she's like, this is mine.
Oh, speaking of which, this is Scraps. Everybody knows Scraps. But Domino is off camera, and she's
being
doing...
adorable.
Yeah, doing kind of cute,
climb
very cute
into
things.
My bag.
Yeah, she really likes the cute things. It's very cute. And now she'll probably start biting things.
I did feel a little bit bad about not choosing a Perry just because I don't like her, but she is, like, his main companion. And Mel's actually the companion.
I love that one.
She's so annoying.
Which one was Perry? Was she the one that was like super into fitness?
No, that was Mel. Perry was the one before that.
Oh, okay.
Pretty one. She was the pretty one.
That
Sorry.
Warren liked for obvious
reasons. Sorry.
She was the American. She was the American.
Okay.
Yeah,
the American.
Yeah, she didn't do a great accent, did she?
No, she did a horrible one.
That was a big
one.
Part of the problem for me, is I was so annoyed by her accent.
Wasn't, like, her very first appearance, like, in a bikini?
Yeah.
And it was just like, I hate this doctor, I hate this doctor. Whoa, who's she? Holy crap!
Hello,
nurse!
But because she's so very much like the sixth doctor companion, I did feel a little bit bad about choosing one that she's not in.
And she also dies off camera. That's
she
the other thing I remember.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Even though
well,
they say she didn't.
Oh, no, she's not really dead.
Right.
I call bullshit.
Like,
what? I think that they were trying to like soften the blow
for
the doctor because
they
felt bad for putting him on camera.
She gets married to somebody or something.
Who she would never marry.
Which,
she marries like the Savage King dude.
Right, or something,
which
yeah.
She
yeah I was like,
so.
What?
I'm doing the Five-ish Doctors reboot.
Yeah.
I really tried. I tried it, and I'm just like, I've watched so little because I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I just can't stand it. I hate so much about...
Yeah.
And I know it's not his fault. Like, I've read interviews with him, and he's all like, we're supposed to have this arc where he started as rough and then be a better person.
I do feel like he got...
And I've read a lot of comics.
And he got fired off the show two seasons in, so he didn't even get to finish
whatever
arc.
Exactly. So, like, I totally feel for the guy.
Yeah.
And he's not a bad actor, and he's so funny and likable in that. And I've actually read, some of the comic strips with him, and the comic version is a lot better.
Yeah, and I bet the finish is probably really good, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and he, like, as a person, seems just, like, the coolest guy.
Yeah, I kind of wish they had done that another season with him, just to give him that arc and give him that redemption. And I kind of felt we got a little bit of redemption in Five-ish Doctors Reboot.
Yeah, I do feel like the whole Trial of the Time Lord season... is a softer version.
Yeah.
But he never quite got to be like the likable doctor.
Yeah.
I know that there are people who like he's their favorite, and that's great.
Yeah.
But he did kind of get stuck with that. Some.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Oh yeah. The two doctors. And there's also that weird explanation about like how he and Jamie, I think it's Jamie that he's traveling with. It's like, how are you guys like old? How is this?
Yeah, because clearly they're both like aged quite a bit.
Yeah, but quite I think a bit.
Are they still pretending that they're supposed to be like the... Jamie was like practically, he was like a very, very, very young adult.
Yeah, totally. And I think they were just pretending that they were youngish, but obviously they weren't. And I was like, this is odd.
Suspension of belief.
I really hate Six. I know, but I mean, and I know it's not his fault. And I really hated Six. Man, I hated Six. I mean, that was just so painful.
Oh, the costume. I feel that. You know what costume he wanted? He wanted the Christopher Eccleston costume. That was what he had been trying to convince him to do.
And they
put him in that coat.
They should have just let him do what he wanted. If they had done...
That was five.
Yeah, that was five.
That's five?
Five had salary.
I'll look into that.
I'm pretty sure we have the same five also.
Oh, great. We're in this weird place where it's like not cold but not hot, and so it's like screwing with my. And so yeah, I had to blow my nose. I just thought I'd let them know.
People need to blow their nose. You don't have to go into the scientific ramifications of why you would need to blow your nose.
Mucus glands.
I hate you so much.
I went with Black Orchid.
Is Agatha Christie in it?
Agatha Christie's not in it, which is a mark against it.
Okay.
So I like it. It's like, it's not, there's nothing going on. The doctor's playing cricket for half of this serial.
And they've gone through those things too. Didn't, nine? I want to say nine had an Agatha Christie type. No, I'm sorry, not nine. Had to have been ten.
Yeah, that was why he said Agatha Christie.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. Obviously wasn't listening. Never mind.
I'm important sometimes. They did a great fucking robot chicken on that. Oh my god, it's so funny because they're sitting there with like executives in a boardroom going like, okay, everybody hates Wesley Crusher. What do we do? Well, we could write his character to be better and more relatable and actually be enjoyable. Fuck that! We're giving him an imaginary sidekick!
Adric
and Wesley Crusher were the same fucking
person. So incredibly unlikable. It's like, what the hell were they thinking? And they had so many characters. At that point, there wasn't Nyssa and...
The revolving door of five.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they felt... I understand like having a team. That's cool. But there were so many people and they were in and out all the time.
Yes.
And it kind of started with four, actually, because he
you're right.
He met Adric, and then he met Nyssa, but neither of them were companions. And then he met Tegan, and then they all started coming back somehow.
Yeah.
And then like they were all three converged when he regenerated, and he was like, "Well, I guess you're my companion."
Yeah,
what
exactly.
was going on?
It's like, oh god, stop already.
Yeah. Familiar faces, because
like
four
and then
been...
like Turlo showed up, and then Perry. Yeah. It was
right.
all very strange.
I think it was just to keep familiar faces because four was there for so long.
Yeah.
No, and that's true.
How often do you think he had to change the celery in his pocket, though?
Pretty regularly. I mean,
like
he's
every
out,
day was it just a
and
new.
And he's running around. With
Did
it?
He eat it? Did he ever eat it?
Well, there is an explanation in I think Caves of Androzani.
Do you remember
what it was?
No, I don't.
It was something about I think it was some. He didn't eat it, but it was supposed to be like some counteracting some sort of.
Okay. Yeah, I know there was like a reasoning for it, but like, do you ever just go, I'm gonna eat this, have a nice little
We've never,
snack.
I don't think we've ever seen him eat celery.
He should have. You know what would be great?
Just, like, he's a little hungry.
Remember when they did that little anniversary thing or whatever with 10 and 5?
Yeah.
That little short? It would have been great if 10 just pulled out of his pocket and just started eating it.
Oh,
that would be very funny.
Like,
yeah.
That would have just made me lose my shit.
Yeah. Didn't they write Canine out entirely because it was just too easy of a fix, like, oh, something's going down and oh, we're all gonna die, and then Canine comes and
I think that they actually were having problems with the machine itself because it could only, like, if they weren't on a flat surface,
yeah,
so like if there was gravel, they were screwed. Canine couldn't come
wasn't
out.
Wasn't that the same thing they had the problem with Daleks on? I mean, Daleks only hovered after you know what I mean?
Yeah.
After after they figured out a fight.
But I'm sure,
stuff,
like,
anytime
they did the Daleks, it was easy to just go, well, the Daleks are only going to attack on spaceships or in cities or something.
I suppose that's true.
But,
yeah,
like,
you're K-9, right.
Like, they're going all
other
over the freaking
places and
universe.
You're
they're
right.
on
you're
million,
right.
it was
planet.
The same problem.
Right.
Anytime
yeah.
they tried to introduce, like, a robot companion, it was always a problem because then the robot wouldn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember K-9 kind of fondly, and
I like King.
But the funny thing is, I can't remember specific plots that were basically solved by K-9. And I remember reading that was an issue. Like writers were just like saying, "Oh, we're just gonna have this complicated thing here, and it won't
it
matter because,
like an,
because K-9 can come to the rescue."
It was probably like an
R2-D2
thing where it's like, "Well, why don't you just get R2-D2 to unlock the door?
Right?
Why don't you just get R2-D2
right.
to
exactly.
fucking hack the thing?
Exactly.
The blur.
Exactly."
That's why he's asleep through all of Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Also, there's BB-8.
Bummed me out a little bit.
Well, they probably also wanted BB-8 to be the new, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought I was going to hate him, but I was like, oh, he's the new R2-D2.
Yeah.
And then I actually really liked
See,
him.
See, I yeah. thought he was going to be the new Ewok. Because I just thought.
Oh, no, the porks
fucking...
are going to be the new
I
Ewoks.
Know,
yeah.
No.
I hope they're pork chops. I hope he eats them.
Pork chops.
Come on. They're all over that fucking island. That has to be like his main source of food. And he can call them pork chops or pork fried rice.
Oh, but pork is delicious.
Oh my god.
Tastes just like chicken.
I'll bet they're like a mix of chicken and beef or something.
Oh my god. City of Death. What's
John
that?
Cleese is in it.
Is he?
I do remember
he's
that.
Area,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a shop owner or something,
he's
right?
He's like a really pretentious the when they go back to the gallery at the end cuz it's the whole Mona
That's
Lisa
right.
thing, right?
That's
it's like
right.
him and his swimmer being really pretentious looking at the TARDIS cuz they think it's a piece
That's
of art and they're like,
right.
"Oh yeah, like trying to like come up
That's
with like the
right.
meaning behind
yeah.
it." And then the Dark and Romana run inside and it disappears.
Yeah. I that's right. I remember that. That's right. So I really liked that episode. But it was almost only because of that. It was almost only because
Wait,
of the
know
two
who
of them.
Wrote it?
No.
Douglas Adams.
I did know
oh.
that. I did know that.
He was actually the showrunner for a while. Or they called it script editor at the time.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I did know that.
I didn't
know that.
He was actually showrunner.
Yeah. Well, in the like kind of extended universe, Leela went on to be Romana's bodyguard.
Oh.
I think it's kind of interesting.
Cool.
Just
oh.
to kind of keep her in the
I guess
universe.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
How does Leela leave?
She stays behind and they kind of insinuate a romance thing, which I choose not to believe.
Yeah, it was on a spaceship. That's all I remember.
But was it with
but
Time Lords? I feel like maybe there were actually Time Lords, and she was kind of with the Time Lords.
Yeah, I kind of think you're right.
She,
I think you're right.
She stays behind at one point, one place where they go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't go.
Yeah.
She doesn't get back in the TARDIS.
Who's with his first companion? What is her name?
Liz Shaw.
Oh, I did not like Liz.
I love Liz. She is a scientist, and she's smart,
I don't know. I feel like there was just absolutely nothing distinctive about her.
So you didn't think she was hot?
Whatever. You suck. Anyway.
But so that was mine. So,
you're kind of right. That's true.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. And I get why you like 3, but I just don't like what this show was at that time through a lot of it.
We cannot be friends any longer, Kat.
You're just mad because I pointed out the thing about what's her name not being hot. The Master's great in it,
yeah.
And I like the sword fight scene
yeah.
they did in that episode.
Yeah, I don't even remember the sword
there's
fight.
There's a sword fight between the Doctor and the
That's
Master.
Actually how I found it, because I'm just
there's
I went on
chance.
YouTube, I'm like, best Doctor, third Doctor moments, and that was one of the top things.
There's
like,
a
sword
there's
fight.
A real
okay.
chance, I just like, no, it's good. It's
yeah.
Good. It's like, oh.
So how would you even know?
Because
yeah.
I just remember how horrible those outfits were. It was like, oh.
But see, they were funny to me, so I liked that.
My experience through the first two Doctors were in places miserable, just because so much of it is slow, so much of it is black and white. Never been necessarily
I'm
a black and white
person.
I'm
so used to, I had to sit through so many classic films that I've gotten to the
point. Yeah, see, and I'm not that guy. I am just not that guy.
I've been forced to watch Citizen Kane every fucking film class I've ever taken. It's like, they don't realize that we've already seen this
movie
in the last
12
classes we've taken.
Yeah, and
no, if you're for some reason a film teacher and you're watching this, don't show your students Citizen Kane. They have already seen it.
Show them clips. You can show them clips.
Don't show them Citizen Kane. You don't need to show them any of it. They've seen it.
Well, I'm just saying, if you need to get a point across.
It is a great movie.
It's
yeah, and if you do need
but
to
yeah,
get a
point. But you don't need to watch it every
But you don't need
your
right.
To watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree.
I actually only had one teacher show it to me.
You're so lucky.
I don't know.
We'd seen Unit before, but we hadn't really seen
like
the nuts and bolts of it.
Gets into it, but this was the first time.
Yeah, like the nuts and bolts of Unit, and all, and
it
sets
up.
It's Liz's introduction, who I didn't know I hated yet.
Did you hate
her? I didn't hate her. I just thought she was kind of bland. I just thought she was kind of bland. Well, she was a scientist. I don't remember her really doing any super science.
She was always
stuff.
Doing sciencey stuff.
That was the reason.
She sat at a table. She had test tubes and
she
shit.
She gets into a fight with the doctor because he wants her to be his assistant, and she doesn't want to
okay.
be.
Okay,
his
okay,
that's
okay,
the scene I remember.
Okay, okay, and maybe we've discussed this before. I don't like.
That was the way they brought Joe.
I don't like. Yeah, I do remember that.
But there's a scene in Inferno when she checks like the doctor's vital signs or something, and the Briggs like, I'd really feel better if I got a doctor. And she's like, I'm a doctor. I have a doctor's degree. You don't need to get a doctor.
I do vaguely remember that. I also, and here's my other defense. I do vaguely remember feeling kind of a tiny bit weepy when she left. Because I remember, didn't she
didn't really leave. What happened was like, when
he
the
leaves
next...
her behind. Doesn't
no,
he?
No, that's
leave her...
Joe. What happens is the next season starts and she's not there and basically, we, she leaves because of the reason
shit.
That I was saying. She was tired
Dude,
of me.
I do. It was Joe that I was just talking about. Shit.
Wait, so it's Joe you don't like?
No, I like Joe. No, I like Joe. I feel
that,
I felt weepy about.
She,
no, I'm saying
oh.
I felt weepy about because she gets married or something.
She's
engaged
to the.
Yeah.
I think a scientist and.
That's right. Okay. See, I don't remember a damn thing about Liz. I'm sorry. If she's still alive, she's not gonna watch this. I suppose she could be one of our, like, 12 people. It's possible. Unless she's dead.
That's Smith is doing, too.
Yeah.
And that
did
maybe
did
Patrick.
Did he mean to do that? Is that
oh,
something
yeah.
he really
yeah.
chose
know
to
the
do?
Story.
No.
Okay. Well, when
did he, have
he
a
got
recorder?
Hired... No. When he got hired, David Tennant was just leaving. And unlike David Tennant, Matt Smith hadn't seen a lot of Doctor Who because it was on, like, during his childhood.
Well, he was trying out for
on.
Sherlock, right?
That was, I think maybe, yeah.
Like,
I
heard he was
around.
Trying out for Sherlock, and Cumberbatch was trying out for Doctor Who. And
that sounds familiar.
And obviously, Moffat was
swapped.
There, and he's like, oh, no, you guys need to swap.
Yeah. Well, so Matt Smith hadn't seen a lot of Doctor
yeah.
Who.
Yeah.
And David Tennant, as sort of like a... passing the torch over gift gave him Tomb of the Cybermen, I think it was, like, to watch. And Matt Smith loved it so much, and the Doctor's portrayal in it, that he kind of took that version of the Doctor and tried
yeah.
to put his spin on
it. I mean,
Trout.
He's still done his
yeah.
own version of it,
yeah.
but he's channeling to a lot.
Yeah, very much.
And
as much as I agree with you guys, Tomb of the Superman, Cybermen was good, and it just was like, you know, and this is why I've always had a problem with Scott. Like, the idea of being afraid of the Frankenstein monster.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
dude, he walks at, like, a half a mile per hour.
Yeah,
what
that's my problem with Mike Myers.
There's a movie called...
Michael Myers?
Oh, Michael Myers.
Sorry.
I'm like, Mike Myers? I love him!
Sorry,
Michael
Myers.
So I'm an expert-er. Yes!
That's a great movie.
That is a great movie. Anyway, sorry.
There's a movie, it's either called... Zombies versus Cockneys or Cockneys versus Zombies.
Yes,
remember.
I love that
and then
movie.
There's a scene when there's a zombie after a guy in an old person's home, and he's on his walker, and they're traveling. It's a chase scene, but they're traveling like a
That is such a good scene. I love that.
Anything Second Doctor, I'm generally pretty happy yeah. with. There are a few, like, real, just, like, not good ones, but for the most part, I'm just happy if he's there.
Okay. Right.
He's my favorite.
He's...
Just, like, full disclosure, him and David Tennant are tied for my favorite.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it's 3 and 4 for me. I love three.
I understand.
But that. I love four as well. I love four as well.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
I'm four and nine.
Okay. I understand all that.
Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't the original concept, like, the reason they were time traveling was to fix time? Like, things were going wrong or something?
That I kind of would have liked that better.
Yeah. I remember that hearing somewhere that the original concept was, like, time was breaking down and they were going to have to go and fix it. Or, like, it wasn't the original concept, but it was, like, a discussion of that.
Yeah.
Which is funny because there was a cartoon on Cartoon Network. It's like probably 10, 15 years ago, that was that concept.
It's a great concept.
It was a great little cartoon. Mark Hamill is in it. I can't remember the friggin' name of it, but like it was like Time Squad or something. And it was really funny. It was like, you know, this big bruiser guy and then a robot, and the robot was voiced by Mark Hamill. And it's really funny. Oh, it's a great cartoon. And like time was broken, but like the robot didn't know anything about history, and the bruiser guy was an idiot, so he didn't know anything about history. And they like picked up this little orphan kid along the way who was a history buff, so it was like they just had this kid go, okay, what's supposed to happen here? Oh, well, that's George Washington Carver, and he's supposed to invent peanut butter, but he invented zombie asparagus that's gonna destroy the world instead. So we have to give him to invent peanut butter.
That's funny.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was such an amazing cartoon. I actually, one of the years I was at San Diego, I saw Mark Hamill doing autographs somewhere. I remember his character's name was called the Larry 3000. And like he's signing these autographs for like Star Wars. And I walked by and I'm like, Larry 3000! And he looked at me and he's like, yes! He like gave me a thumbs up. And they went back to what he was doing, but I got like a
getting like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, but like that was when the cartoon was on, and I was really into that cartoon
at the
time.
I'm sure he really appreciated that.
Yeah, someone like recognized.
Is it like voiceover actors, which he's sort of very
large. It is actually just called Time Squad. We're waiting for
because they're not even shooting, right?
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know who.
I feel like if they were,
I've heard rumors, but I don't. But it's like from people who are saying that Chris Marshall is going to be the next Doctor, so I don't know. It's an actor who I don't know.
Some guy.
Okay.
I've heard a couple rumors. Nobody I recognize, though.
I want the BBC to say it, and then I'll believe it. Cause,
yeah. Right. Cause of course. Yeah.
We were being led off into a lead.
It would be nice to actually have the companion. Introduced in the Christmas episode too. That'd be nice.
You know what would be cool would be if like they've secretly been filming and like they bring it back in like February or March and everyone just has no idea. Like they've just somehow been able to keep it super secret.
Yeah.
Because I'd be so against what the BBC does.
Yeah.
For those of you at home, Ken is in denial. He doesn't understand that we are in the information age. And
I'm just no. You can do shit secretly.
I know.
You
it's
absolutely
true.
Could.
I know. It's true.
They actually did a pretty good job with Jodie Whittaker. I wonder if they were sort of like purposely leaking false information. Yeah.
Maybe.
And maybe that's what's happening with the companion.
They have this like department as part of the BBC that's like the counterintelligence part of it. I like it. This week we're gonna release that, you know, Christopher Eccles is gonna come back.
Oh, that would be really
damn you, Christopher Eccleston. Just come back.
He's never gonna come back.
I know, he's such a jerk.
Disuse Yeti?